Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had cancer? Or do you know someone who is struggling with cancer right now? Now tell me, would you like to learn how to kick cancer in the can? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has done just that? Our guest has kicked cancer in the can. Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to two guests who are success coaches extraordinaire with Successimo.com. They have provided us with inspirational and informative lessons. But before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. That's 818-431-8506. Now let me tell you a little bit about my first guest today. For almost 40 years, our guest has been inspiring audiences around the world as a motivational and inspirational keynote speaker and seminar leader and trainer. As a television and radio personality on such shows as Doctor to Doctor, Lisa, Montel Williams, Maury Povich, and Jenny Jones, she has touched hundreds of thousands of lives. She is the author of the best-selling books 5 Minutes to Health and I Can't Believe It's Tofu, and now her much-sought-after book, Instant Energy. The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. She has been featured in many national and international magazines, including Fit, Elle, Cosmopolitan, Holistic Health, First for Women, Arthritis Today, Healthy and Natural, Health World Online, and New Perspectives, just to name a few. She is the former director of nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. She is a cancer survivor and now a thriver. Her long list of clients include Xerox, the FBI, Girl Scouts, Boeing, UCLA, Sloan Kettering, and the American Cancer Society. It was with great pleasure that I'm here to introduce you to my dear friend, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. Hello, Marilyn. How are you doing today?
I'm great, January. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and I have been so looking forward to this interview. For my listeners, Marilyn and I go back quite a while, and we work together on some big projects, and I'm thrilled to welcome her to the Successimo family and share her with our Successimo subscribers and our listeners today. Marilyn, let's start off by, if you could give us a little bit about your background, education, and some of your early mentors.
I would love to do that, January. You know, it's very interesting in our lives how things unfold. And, you know, I haven't shared a lot of my story with a lot of people over the years, but recently, you know, as you reach that stage in your life, I mean, I it blows me away to think that I'm in my seventh decade on this planet. Where did all those decades go? And that I'm still here alive, healthy, and not just a survivor, but a thriver.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't always that way. And many people know my cancer journey. And so, you know, that's kind of what I'll focus on today, because in our lives, we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. And in 1985, I had overcome a lot of struggles and obstacles, not the least of which was starting my life as a homeless teenager. But here I was at 35. I thought I had the world by the tail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had my education behind me. I was a registered dietitian. So it wasn't like I became that as a result of going through cancer, which many people assume. But I was already a registered dietitian and was diagnosed with cancer, and not just one form of cancer, but two. And so first it was melanoma, and a week and a half later I was and fortunately we got that early stage, but a week and a half later I was diagnosed with uterine cancer stage 4. Now I was only 35.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, in my family, that there were two of my great aunts who were diagnosed with that form of cancer, and they were dead within several months. However, but they were more than double my age.
Yeah.
Uterine cancer had never been considered a young woman's illness. It was considered an older woman's illness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that real, you could have literally knocked me over with a feather when I got the diagnosis. Now, I did go through all the things that everyone else goes through. I went through the denial. You know, this is not really happening to me. It can't possibly be happening to me. And, you know, when I finally came to terms with the fact that it was happening to me, then I started to, I went through three rounds of chemo and decided that I was not going to be here if I continued with that. So I stopped the chemo. And
really?
Every other, yeah, I did. You know, I spent so much time talking to the great white telephone in the bathroom January that I knew I was going to throw my guts up. You know, putting it bluntly, I was not going to be around, because back in the 80s, it was simply bolus chemo, and, you know, you got massive amounts of it, and then you went home and threw up forever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it's
brutal.
Changed a lot. It was brutal.
And did you lose your hair and all of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was horrible. I mean, you know, when it's like another lifetime ago now when I talk about it, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I talk about it, I do remember some of the horrendous parts about it. And more than anything, I think back then it was that people actually seemed to be afraid to be around me, almost as if they were going to catch cancer from me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I felt somewhat isolated as well, and I am a loner to begin with, and I didn't want people to see me as a health professional in that condition.
Right.
So I actually isolated even more. So it was a very very lonely journey. Yes, I had, you know, family that was there and a few friends who were there, but it was a lonely journey, and I went through that for 5 years.
Wow.
But and five bouts of cancer in that five-year period, twice with the melanoma, three times with the uterine cancer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 1989, I found myself 88 pounds in a wheelchair, and I was given a week and a half to 2 weeks. I was told to go home and take care of my affairs.
Oh, dear.
And that was the beginning of the journey back to wellness, in fact. It's crazy, but that was the, you know, the turning point was at that point.
How did you even have the energy to do anything but die?
You know, that's a really good question, because at that point, at that turning point, I actually was entertaining leaving.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, seriously,
seriously.
And I think that I think that's what happens to many people with any major illness. There's you're either going to transcend to the next level of existence, whatever, you know, and meet your maker, meet God, whatever, and or you're going to, something's going to happen. And I know in some worlds, miracles aren't considered the answer, but to me, I talk about it as a miracle weekend. When I was dragged off to a home show, introduced to a young man, Jim. He was kind of cute, by the way.
Good.
So I listened. But he started making these concoctions, and I, at that point, could only suck on ice chips. I could not eat or drink anything mm-hmm. without throwing up. So mm-hmm. he introduced me to an ice chip form of cantaloupe slush, basically, with uh-huh. the fruit and the seeds, and that was the first thing I'd held down in months and that had nutrition in it. Uh-huh. And so that was on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday, I was dragged off to a Bernie Siegel workshop. Oh. And it was in a wheelchair, and he came over and talked to me and accused me of having, instead of chips on my shoulder, blocks on my shoulders, you know, because I was, yeah, see, I mean, talk about wino, that was definitely me whining about my life uh-huh. and being a victim to it. And he asked me if I'd ever written a gratitude journal. And I said, are you out of your mind? What have I got to be grateful for? And
that's Bernie.
Yeah, that's Bernie. And, I mean, he was so right on the mark. I mean, to this day, well, you know, his thing was go home and write 5 gratitudes a day, and if it has to be the same gratitude 5 times, so be it.
Okay.
And you know what? He reminded me that what you focus on expands. In January, I wrote 5 gratitudes the first day, and they were all the same. But by the end of a month,
What was your first gratitude?
Well, you know, I literally sat in that wheelchair and prayed. I was up in Toronto, Canada, and if anyone's been there in the middle of winter,
yeah.
it is overcast, dull, and miserable for about 6 to 8 months in a row.
Uh-huh.
And I looked out the window at this dull, overcast, miserable day and
uh-huh.
said, God, if you want me to write in this journal, you better give me some sign. And within a few minutes, at most, it felt like a minute later, the
uh-huh.
sun shone through the clouds and only shone through for a minute. So
oh, wow.
in my heart and my soul and my mind, that was
a
sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wrote, Dear God, thank you for the sun.
Oh,
thank you for the sun.
That
thank
Marilyn,
you for the sun.
That is 5 times. That is so powerful. You know, when we come back from our commercial, I want to talk to you some more about that. And this interview is fantastic. I have a very dear friend who has just started chemotherapy, and I'm going to be sending your interview off to her this afternoon. We'll be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with Dr. Marilyn Joyce, sharing our Successimo stories with you. Marilyn, let's tell our listeners about your website and what they can find at your website.
I'd love to do that, January. I actually have two websites, one that's going to be completely transformed within the next couple of months, and that's my name, MarilynJoyce.com.
Okay.
And at that one, there's a lot of information about my cancer journey, and there's also a free downloadable, three chapters from my book, Instant Energy, that really gets into telling that story and gives some really great tips. The more active website, where I have a blog and a lot more information, is based on I'm a stress and crisis management counselor and consultant and speaker, and that particular website really has transformstressnow.com, has a lot of information, a lot of resources, and a blog that people can write on, comment on, and ask for what they want. So it's much more interactive, and that again is transformstressnow.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have been at your website many times, and I highly recommend it. It's fantastic. You know, you mentioned Bernie Siegel, and he's going to be doing an interview with me in December, so I will give him your regards when I have him on the show. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, let's go back to that first meal that you had, which was cantaloupe?
It was cantaloupe, and it was in a Vitamix machine, which I refer to now as a 2-horsepower lawnmower for food. Throw the food in, and it becomes liquid. And if it's something that's got a lot of fiber, it might be thick liquid, and you might have to add water. But with cantaloupe, what this young guy, Jim, did was he very carefully removed the fruit and the seeds of the cantaloupe and put that into the Vitamix machine with ice. And a little bit of sucanat, which is what we refer to as sugarcane natural, the least processed. What most people don't realize is that, for example, white sugar goes through 37 to 44 processings compared to, cane, sugar cane, which is natural. And sugarcane natural or sucanat goes through about 2 to 3 processings. So it has a lot more of the nutrition still in it. That was what he used as the foundation for this particular mixture and made it. It was basically ice chips, and I sucked on the ice chips that had all this nutrition from the cantaloupe, which is the most densely nutritious of the melon family. And then the seeds, which are loaded with all kinds of nutrition, potassium, phosphorus, iron, iodine, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and the list goes on. So unknowingly, because I didn't even think of that at that time, but reflecting back as I did my research, biochemistry is my original background, psychology is my newest background, but back then it was biochemistry that was my foundation, and I started to research after I regained my health back. I wanted to understand what had happened, and of course, the seeds of the cantaloupe are packed with nutrition, and what do most of us do with them? We throw them out. But in third world countries, they don't. They eat them. They roast them lightly and eat them.
Uh-huh. Now, how long did it take you to, per se, get your health back?
It was about a year. And, it took longer than that to get to the place that I'm at now. I mean, probably 2 to 3 years where I was bouncing off the walls with energy. But definitely getting out of the wheelchair, it was about 6 months. And I had to have a physiotherapist work with me because, when you've been that depleted, you don't just get up out of a chair and walk. At least I didn't. But it was about a year, and I said if I could run a mile, now my first mile was 30-minute mile. I think most people can walk a mile faster than I ran that mile. But and I know I definitely can today. But, that was my gauge. If I could literally run or walk a mile without stopping, then I knew in my heart I was on my way. And the rest is history. It's been 22 years now, and I've been cancer-free, and my clients called me the Vitality Doctor. That's where I got the nickname. I didn't do it. My clients did, and from there it stuck.
Oh, yeah. That's a great brand. That's how I always think about you. I'm so thrilled to have recruited you for SuccessMO.com, and we're looking forward to articles and things that you'll be sharing with our listeners. And have you any articles in mind that you will be submitting soon?
I absolutely do, January, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for persisting and recruiting me, because to me, as I started to explore, as I shared with you earlier, when I started to explore Successimo and realized the wealth of information and, you know, motivation and inspiration that's there, that's available to us, is amazing. I mean, for me, I'm pretty motivated and inspired in life now anyway. I couldn't believe, like I told you, I couldn't leave the pages. I kept reading and finding more stuff and reading more stuff. And so, yes, I am looking so forward to contributing articles, and I'll be addressing the various subjects that are near and dear to my heart. Of course, cancer being a major information source that I will be providing information on, because so many people today, when you think about it, cancer has risen to number one killer in our culture this year, and that's the third time in the last decade that has happened. It was always heart disease, and now cancer is right there and killing more and more people all the time, and that does not have to be the case. So I want to provide articles that will address how to prevent it, of course, to begin with, and how to overcome it and move forward with your life with optimism and hope and knowledge that you can be in charge of your own destiny. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the areas, and, of course, stress management is a very big one, and crisis management. So.
Oh, yeah, you'll be wonderful. You'll be a fantastic coach in so many areas. You're so versatile. Now, when you're talking about cancer prevention, tell us a little more about how big a issue is nutrition for people who want to prevent themselves from getting cancer.
Well, you know, I always tell people that it's a whole person health program that people need to be on, body, mind, and spirit. They have to address all aspects of their being. Mm-hmm. However, let's face it, you know, we've been given this vehicle to travel through life in called a body. And it's a physical body that requires physical input as well as the other aspects of living. And so it's a foundation. You need to get healthy whole food into your system. But what most people are living on today is packaged processed dead food. This is a living entity, a living being. It requires living food that has energy, vitality in it, so that when you ingest it, you're getting the energy and vitality that the God and the universe has provided in this food through the sun and the water and the air that the plants are utilizing to grow and survive themselves.
Yeah. Now, so many people will counter that with healthy food is so expensive. What do you have to say about that?
You know, that is such a fallacy. I'll share a story. A few years ago, I went into the grocery store. I had just gotten home from about a month on the road, and it was late at night, so I couldn't even go to my favorite health food store because it was closed. So I went to one of the stores that I had, you know, bugged, Ralph's, which was close to where I lived at the time in Los Angeles. I went there at 10:30 at night, and I had bugged them about getting organic food, and the assistant manager came running up to me and said, Marilyn, guess what? We have a whole organic section now. Uh-huh. I went over to that section, filled my cart with all kinds of organic veggies and fruits and, you know, grains and all the rest of that stuff, headed up to the counter, and behind me there was this little girl and her mom, and the little girl goes, Mommy, look, she's got all the things you said we should eat. We don't have any of that. And I looked at the person's cart, and she had a lot of packaged foods. Now, she had the healthier of the worst stuff, but it was packaged foods. And we made a wager that my groceries would cost less than hers. Uh-huh. Now, I had 8 bags of groceries. She had 2. Her groceries were 2 cents more than mine.
Oh,
hers were all packaged processed foods. Mine were all natural whole foods. So, you know, that's one story. You know, I like to share that because it actually led to a lot of great work, because she happened to be involved with the American Cancer Society, and I ended up speaking all over the place for them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was a really great story. But the big thing that I wanted to really point out there was that people have this assumption that healthy whole food is expensive, when in fact, if you know what you're doing And that's what I coach my clients on. If you know what you're doing, you can actually do far better with healthy whole food than with all that packaged processed food that costs a lot, doesn't mm-hmm. contain the nutrition to support your body. And really, truly, when you know where to go, I mean, we have, out where I am, it's like a farmer's market, but it's all the farmers bring the stuff in, you know, like a consignment store, you know, like when you go and buy a dress at a consignment store and then finally the people get paid who bring it in. Well, that's the same kind of thing that this store is. And unfortunately, it was almost on the way out because people were going to these expensive stores like Ralph's and Vaughn's and all the other big, fancy supermarkets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they weren't supporting this little store. So we did a massive let's get people out to this store kind of campaign in my neighborhood. And uh-huh. now that store is the busiest store in the place, and it's all farmers bringing their stuff in. So because there's so many of us shopping there, guess what? The prices are amazing.
Uh-huh.
I walk out with $40 worth of groceries, and I've got 12 bags of groceries.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't do that unless I'm, you know, having a party or something. But you know, 'cause for me alone, I don't need all that. But what I'm getting at is it's not that expensive. I've got, you know, and my friends are going and spending $300 and $400 a week at the big grocery chains and buying food that's not going to support a healthy body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really important to learn what will support your body, two, where to go to get it, and three, how to shop to get the best value.
Yeah. And then now let's talk a little bit about your books. We have a few more minutes. You've got 5 Minutes to Health, I Can't Believe It's Tofu, and your latest book, Instant Energy. Give us a brief summary.
Well, actually, Instant Energy, 5 Minutes to Health was going through a metamorphosis, and it was going to be revised, and it actually morphed into Instant Energy.
Oh, okay.
5 Minutes to Health had been basically a nutrition book. Now, Instant Energy is mind, body, spirit. It's the whole of you that is addressed in that book, but it also has all of the information upgraded that was in 5 Minutes to Health. So it's a full manual on how to take care of yourself, everything from detoxing to what you buy. There's more than 200 recipes in the book. There's a huge resource section, and then also how to address all aspects of your being. So there's how to meditate, how to pray, you know, how to stop worrying about life and start living it.
Mm.
Everything is addressed from, you know, physical right through to the mental through to the spiritual.
Wonderful. Where can my listeners get your book?
They can actually go to Transform Stress Now, and there's a tab at the top of that. I'm just giving the easiest one rather than a web address. Just go to Transform Stress Now and click on Buy My Book, and it's right there. And I also give away to anybody who gets the book there, I give away my colorful life pyramid. It's a pyramid of energy, and it's beautiful. It was actually the artist who worked with me on it was one of my cancer patients who was given a month to live, and she's now, she was only 21 when I met her. Today she is a breast cancer survivor who is a thriver for several years and did a beautiful job on the pyramid.
Oh, that's fantastic. Before we go, I have to just ask you one question. Now, it has a list of the organizations that you worked with, and it shows that you worked with the FBI. What did you do for the FBI?
Well, think about what all of them go through, whether they're the nurses that are taking care of the wounded or the agents themselves. Stress, stress, and more stress.
Oh, okay.
And they're dealing with crises all the time. So I was doing a stress management seminar. I started off doing keynotes for them that were like 1 hour long, and they loved it so much they asked me to come in. And, I mean, I'll tell you, going to Quantico, that place is literally a maze. I got lost every time I went there, and I was always hungry because I could never find the cafeteria. But even after 3 days of doing the seminars, I could not find my way around. So they definitely are good. They really do keep the bad guys out with that maze.
Okay, that answers my question. You know, Dr. Marilyn Joyce, I can't begin to thank you for coming on the show. I can't begin to thank you for becoming a part of the Successimo family. I hope you will come back for many, many more interviews with us, and I look forward to hearing more about what you're doing with your career and with Successimo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, January. This has been an absolute treat.
Oh, we'll do it again. We'll be right back with my next guest, and first we'll have a brief message about your host.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back to our second interview with January Jones, sharing SuccessMO stories. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had to make a speech, and were you ever terrified to do it? Do meetings and presentations make you anxious? Do your knees feel like Gumbies when you have to speak? Do you sometimes feel like the next words out of your mouth will be the dumbest words ever uttered by a human? Or better yet, are you already a public speaker and would you like to earn some money for speaking? Can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable humorous information? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show today. Let me tell you a little bit about our next guest. He is an internationally known professional speaker and the president of LJL Seminars of Wilmington, North Carolina. He is the leading authority on the topic of public speaking and presentation skills. He specializes in helping people make better presentations. His workshops, seminars, keynotes, and private coaching provide practical techniques that help people succeed. He is an accomplished public speaker and provides people with techniques for personal and professional growth. He can help you become a more effective presenter. His best-selling books, Dynamic Presentation Skills for the Business Professional, and No Sweat Presentations, The Painless Way to Successful Speaking, along with his other publications, audio tapes and videotapes, have helped thousands of people from around the world in over 178 countries become better presenters. His latest national best-selling book, 10 Days to More Confident Public Speaking, published by Warner Books, was released in July 2001. It is now in its ninth printing. His articles regularly appear in magazines such as Presentations, Training, Successful Meetings, PC World, Selling Power, and hundreds of newsletters around the world. His Simply Speaking e-zine is sent to over 78,000 people in over 178 countries. It was with great pleasure that I'm here to welcome Lenny Lakowski, a Successimo coach, to our show. Hi, Lenny. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I am so excited about having you on the show. What an impressive resume. I just signed up for your e-zine myself, and I am now one of the 78,001 person following you. I'm very special. I'm that one person. Tell us a little bit, Lenny, about your background, your education, and your early mentors.
Oh, sure. I have an interesting background. My actual good first half of my career, my professional career, mm-hmm. I spent 30 years as an engineer.
Oh, okay.
Right away, people are saying, wait a minute, an engineer teaching us how to do public speaking. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron? Because the engineers have that reputation of not being good speakers. But I knew, and I realized very early in my engineering career, that my ability to communicate my ideas was critical based upon my public speaking skills. So I worked hard, I developed it, I started helping colleagues and friends, and soon I started doing seminars on the weekends, and it became bigger and bigger. And now, 18 years later, I provide programs. I've delivered over 2,700 programs, and I travel all over the world helping people become better speakers. It's a fantastic field. It's very rewarding for me, and it's just something that I never would have thought I was going to be doing 40 years ago.
Isn't it interesting how the path you take will lead you out, and oh, so many doors are there, and you open them and you walk through, and it changes your life. Can you recall any of your early mentors that helped you on your path?
Well, very early in my career, I always watched people, and some of my mentors were people that I watched on television. I mean, you had a number of people over the years, and you had the motivational speakers you saw on television. Mm-hmm. I had some ministers and priests I worked with, and I had a few people that I always followed, and I said, geez, that would be a wonderful thing to do. And then I never knew about this world of professional speaking. And as I became more interested in bettering myself by taking workshops and seminars and other types of topics, I became more aware of this role of public speaking, and I started finding other people that were doing seminars on customer service and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, boy, I certainly would love to do this and help people become public speakers. And people said, well, you know, people don't do that. Everybody teaches that. Well, you don't realize until you start talking to people. So there's no one particular person. It's been a collection of people over the years that finally sunk in that said, hey, this is something that I really want to do, not anticipating that I was going to turn this into a career helping other people. So I went into this with the understanding of helping myself to learn and improve. Uh-huh. And I found I actually had good skills and scouts to give back to people. So here I am several years later. I'm one of those people up in the front of the room that I was wishing I was like 20 years ago.
That's wonderful. Now, you've submitted several articles to Successimo, and I want to share these with our listeners. One article is the 7 aspects of dynamic presentation, and then another article, overcoming speaking anxiety in meetings and presentations, and then your third article that I read was speaking from free to fee. Now, that's a big jump, going from free to fee. From personal experience, I've made that jump, and I know it's amazing. Let's talk a little bit first about the 7 aspects of a dynamic presentation. Could you briefly go over those with my listeners?
Sure. The 7 aspects are things that I talk about and I teach in my workshops and seminars. And if you just take a step back, when anybody has ever been involved where they've had to give a presentation or a speech, there's a lot of different aspects that we need to pay attention to. And those that are very high anxious speakers, there's so much going on in our heads. There's a lot to worry about. But these are specific aspects I think people need to pay close attention to, much of which is happens before you even get started. So the first aspect is the speaker. You as the speaker is the focus of that presentation. It's not your PowerPoint slides. It's not your visual aids. You are your presentation. At the end of the day, you are the presentation. So you need to focus on aspect number one, which is yourself, which is the speaker.
Uh-huh.
The second aspect is the message. Most presentations fail because the message is not clear.
Mm.
Many of us have maybe sat through a presentation. At the end of that presentation, it might have been an hour later, we say to ourselves, I don't understand what the message was. People, I can hear people nodding on the radio, but yeah, I just sat through one this morning. I have no clue what it was about.
That happens so often.
It happens so often. So people need to, when they're going to develop any kind of a message, even if it's a phone call, they need to decide to themselves first, what is the message I want to leave with the people, and build your presentation around that particular message.
Okay.
That leads us to the third aspect, which is the audience. The audience are the people you're obviously talking to. And what do you know about your audience prior to that speaking event? Is it a large group? Is it a small group? Is it all male audience, all female audience? Is it mixed? Are they from different parts of the world? Do they have a different culture? The more you know about your audience, the better you are in preparing for your presentation. So find out as much as you can about your audience before the event.
Uh-huh.
I like to interact with people during the event when I get there, so a little bit more with the people I'm speaking to in that particular event. But many people don't even find out anything about their audience prior to the event.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth aspect is the channel. The channel are those things that when we communicate, we are communicating on several different levels, the visual level, the verbal level, and we need to make sure when we are communicating a message, we use as many channels that we can at the same time. Not all of us are auditory learners. Some of us are visual learners. Some are kinesthetic mm-hmm. learners. You don't know which preferred learning style your audience has, so as a presenter, you need to make sure you're addressing all of those different channels of communication, regardless of what type of speaking situation you have.
Uh-huh.
The next aspect is feedback. Feedback is that process. As you're talking, you're speaking, are they sitting on the edge of the chairs listening, glued to every word that you're saying? Or are they in the back of the room, the head tilted back, and the snoring so loud, you're competing with the attention behind us because they're snoring too loud? So you need to make some adjustments with your feedback by watching your audience and paying attention to them. Speaking is not a one-way conversation, so even given a presentation, you need to be able to have the ability to interact with your audience. So the feedback process is crucial to that. The next aspect is noise, and there's two types of noise as a speaker you need to deal with. The first type is the external noise. The external noise has to deal with things like the lights in the room or the temperature in the room, you know, maybe distracting sounds, stuff like that. Maybe people can't see you because you're on a big stage. I speak to large groups as large as 18,000 people. That's a lot different than speaking in a room where I'm speaking to a small group of 10 people. So your noise can be that type of an aspect. The one type of noise, the special type of noise, is the internal noise. We think of it as stage fright, speech anxiety. Like that was the focus of my recent book was speaking anxiety. That can be such a huge detriment to many of us because the internal noise that we experience is something that can be very challenging to us. So that is one something I treat specially just in my workshops. I talk on that at a great length of time on how to deal with that and deal with some techniques.
Uh-huh.
The last aspect is the setting. Many times the things that can add to our anxiety are things such as, where is this place located that I have to speak to? Well, this one's easy because we're talking on the radio via the telephone. But say you're speaking somewhere. I have a lot of corporate clients. I have to find out where that location, where the building is.
Uh-huh.
You know, is there extra security and stuff like that? So people will take a dry run maybe the day before. If you take a dry run on a Sunday, what's different about the traffic on Monday? It's going to be a lot different. So how long does it take you to get there?
Uh-huh.
How do you get, you know, number of things? What's the room size? So all of these aspects are things that many of us don't pay attention to, and I talk about that in this particular article. So that's kind of the short abbreviated version.
Oh, that's wonderful. Those are fantastic things for everyone to consider. And I was particularly intrigued with feedback and how to engage the audience. We're going to take a commercial break. And Lenny, when we come back, I want to ask you about what happened in your career that was unexpected, that aha moment that helped you become so successful. We'll be right back with Lenny Lukowski.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
I would like to welcome you back. This is January Jones with Lenny Lukowski. Lenny, would you share with us your website information and where we can find your books?
Sure. My website is www.ljlseminars.com. That's www.ljlseminars.com. On that website, there's articles and stuff like that. There's a variety of other things. Feel free to explore. Take a look what's there. There's a lot of information there for you in the form of free articles. There's also a number of products that might be of interest to you.
And are your books there?
My books are there. My CDs are there. A videotape, a number of video programs, audio programs. Books are there.
Okay.
Everything is there. So feel free to browse around.
Oh, it's a fantastic website. And also, Lenny is at the Successimo.com website, and these articles are available there. Lenny, before the break, I asked you about the unexpected things that happened to you that made you so successful. Could you tell us a little bit about something in that regard?
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier I was an engineer. I started as an engineer, and when I came to a point where I decided I wanted to do some kind of professional speaking, I started doing seminars on the weekend, part-time. Mm-hmm. I was working full-time. Like many speakers that start off in the beginning, it's nice to have a regular paycheck to support your hobby, because in the beginning it is a hobby. And until it pays the bill, it continues to stay a hobby. And once I got to that point where I was going to be making enough money, that was the plan, then I would leave my engineering career. Well, around that time I started the business. I started my business in 1991, and I, as an engineer, embraced the technology of the Internet and websites. That time people were still using modems. How many of you remember using modems to connect up to the computer? And they had this thing called the World Wide Web. And a lot of people were still reading about it, and I created my first one-page website. And around the same year, about the year after Yahoo created their website. So that's kind of back in the early days where it started.
Right.
And over the years, I've been working on the website, and little did I realize that the present, and being an engineer, I learned about design and stuff like that. In fact, if you put in public speaking seminars, or even if you just put in the word speaking, I will come up to the top of the list on that website, because I also talk about internet marketing, because I learned how to do this technology. And my presence on the internet now opened my potential customers to the entire world, which was huge. So once that took place and I started getting inquiries, I was getting a tremendous amount of business. I initially was living in the state of Connecticut, and I just recently moved to Wilmington, North Carolina last year. I wanted to get away from the winters in Connecticut, and I'm glad because last year I had 80 inches of snow, which I don't miss. And down in Wilmington, and at that time, I can say up to this point, I would say that although I lived in Connecticut, only 2% of my business took place in the state of Connecticut. 98% of it took place outside of the state of Connecticut as a result of the website. Because many challenges we have is finding customers. So we do the brick and mortar, trying to find local people with the business cards, which you still need to do. But the internet allowed my clients to come to me. They allowed them to find me, and then I had to be in a position where I was able to travel and provide the programs. And once my kids got older and that became easier, the world was really my working space to do that. Once that happened, then my business just kind of took off, and in a very short period of time, I was getting thousands, literally thousands of requests a year for my services, and I had to put things in place to figure out how to handle that. And that was kind of the surprising moment to me that, wow, I didn't realize how important the internet was going to have in terms of an impact on my business.
Oh, yeah. And we're still, I'm still amazed at how every day it increases in importance in our lives. I can see that's why you being an early pioneer, you're a natural to join us at Successimo. Tell us a little bit about this going from free to fee, because I know for anyone who is considering a speaking career, that's a big jump to make, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, everybody, when they start off in the beginning in the business, they have time. Something they have. They can sit at home and whine. They don't do this, they don't do that. Well, they can go out, and like any other marketing, any kind of business, people have to know about you. So who's better to blow your horn than your own self? So we could become members of associations and clubs we belong to. But you can go out and speak for free at organizations where are looking for speakers. And because I wanted to get eventually into the corporate market, because corporations hire speakers that are trainers. Associations hire speakers that are keynote speakers, and those are distinctly different, and maybe on a future show we can talk about the differences. But my initial focus was on corporations, and so what I decided to do was to offer to do a free seminar, a short seminar, maybe 30 minutes long, at lunchtime at these corporations. All I asked that they did was to let everybody at the corporation know that I was going to be there. Well, you think about it, from a beginning a business person where your budget is probably next to zero, all they had to do was to let people know. So they took care of sending out the notices to everybody else in that company. This could be a company of 10,000 people. They sent out notifications to 10,000 people the fact that I'm going to be there, and that cost me absolutely nothing. All I had to do was show up and give a free presentation. I then also asked that they had some key decision makers be at those seminars, and then by attending the short 30-minute or an hour, what it might be, short version of my programs, having decision makers in that program that, hey, well, maybe he'd be interested in doing an in-house program. But that, from that point, would then trigger people to then book you out on the spot to do an in-house program. But whether it's an association, a Rotary Club, a Lions Club, or even your local club you belong to, we all have time to do that. And even from a marketing standpoint, even as a paid speaker, it makes sense to speak in front of certain key groups. I've been invited to speak as a guest speaker at Columbia University.
And maybe
you didn't get paid, but how many people can say they were hired to be a keynote speaker at Columbia University in the beginning of my career? That does wonders for you. So we have the time. So using those free events, learning how to turn that into referrals and stuff like that, eventually people then start hiring you and making you aware of it. People need to be aware of you. Your continuing education places are a place where you can speak for free. They run an advertisement. They talk about your program. Even if nobody signs up for your seminar, your name, your face, hopefully your picture, if you get them to include that, appeared in the catalog, which went out to thousands and thousands of people. And even if you didn't do the program, at least your marketing went out there. Eventually it'll go from free, where then people start asking the favorite first question, how much do you charge? And people need to be in a position to be able to answer that question. So eventually that day will come.
That's a tough question. Also, I wanted to tell our listeners that there are websites they can go to where they are requesting speakers for free, and that's probably a good way to get started and get some experience. You know, Lenny, have you worked with the NSA also?
I've been a member of National Speaker Association for many years.
And that's
absolutely
a great resource.
Yeah, National Speaker Association is an association of professional speakers. It teaches you the business of speaking, and that's the other side of this. People have to understand this is a business, and you have to learn how to run it like a business. So you have to learn how to do all the right things, like pay your taxes and save money and don't just spend it on fruitful things. But you need to be able to understand it as a business. NSA teaches you that through the networking and a number of other channels.
Well, you know, you have such a wealth of knowledge, and I will have you back definitely on the show. I want to go into more detail about keynote speaking and training speaking. I had a time where I did some cruise ship speaking, and that's a wonderful opportunity for people who are interested in their speaking career. And I think there's so much that you can tell and give our listeners to encourage them. It can be done. It's just a matter of preparation, don't you think?
Absolutely. And find yourself some mentors. I mean, that's what Success Mode can be about for people, is to, you know, talk to people that have some experience and learn from them, learn from their mistakes. Ask them what worked for them. Keep in mind, though, what worked for one person may not have worked for somebody else. So for every place, kind of like the Bible. For every place where somebody tells you have to go right, but somebody else is going to tell you have to go left. You have to find out what works for you and try it. And then if you try it, it didn't work, and you say, well, that won't work for me. There's other models. So, but the Speakers Association and all other places, ask questions from people that have done it. Take some courses. You don't have to reinvent the world or learn from scratch. There are plenty of people out there that are more than willing to help you. And you go to a place like NSA, and you just ask them a question, they'll never stop talking.
Okay. Well, Lenny, thank you. And I do want you to come back on our show. Again, your website is www.ljlseminars.com. And thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, wonderful. Now I'd like my listeners to tune in next week, when my guest will be four more success coaches from SuccessMo.com sharing their stories. Next Tuesday, Shel Horowitz will be with me, and he's all about green, and Patrick Daniel. And next Wednesday, Jim Britt and Dale Breakhedge will be my guests. I'm looking forward to interviewing all of these awesome success coaches. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday and Wednesday live, or catch any of my interviews with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture, subscribe to Blog Talk, and become a regular listener. All your comments are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our SuccessMo.com website, just go to www.successimo.com. That's SuccessImo.com. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations, and I would love to mentor and sponsor you. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. Now, I want you to get ready to learn, earn, and return as you play it upward with Successimo. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo Stories.